The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again my privilege, my honor to welcome to the program Dr. Kerry Gerges from Back Pain Relief, Ohio. Dr. Gerges, welcome to Bob Burney Live.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Well, it is indeed my privilege and my honor to welcome one of my personal doctors. I want my listeners to know that I am one of your very happy, very satisfied patients. And
I'm glad.
And I am just thrilled for what you have been able to do for me in helping relieve pain. And I am just indebted to you. So thank you.
Oh, no. Great. You're welcome. Pleasure.
Let's talk for a moment about your Matrix program. I would imagine The overwhelming majority of our listeners have no clue what the Matrix is, other than a series of movies that some of them have seen.
Yes. Well, the Matrix is a treatment that is really has been around for aeons, for long times, and it was it's an electrical stimulation that is used to reset nerve, to rejuvenate nerve, and help reduce inflammations and increase circulation in the area. But there are differences in equipment. There are like TENS unit that people are familiar with that are only about 250 pulses per second. Mm-hmm. The Matrix we use is different. It's a medical device that is used, and it generates up to 10,000 pulses per second. So it's a totally different ballgame. It's what we call a neuroanalgesia. It reduces pain. It blocks pain. It's a nerve block that we can use without being invasive. No chemicals are used, no injections or no surgery, no cauterizing the nerves. Those are things that are, it's amazing, amazing piece of equipment that we, it's a medical device. It's used in a lot of university hospitals. The Cleveland Clinic is present there. Major hospitals, Johns Hopkins University Hospital, a lot of places have that. And it's been around for a number of years, but it's not publicly used a lot. And we happen to have that equipment in our office, and it's a fantastic use for a variety of conditions.
What kind of person, what symptoms would a person be displaying that could find relief with the Matrix program?
We use it for several conditions. One is like chronic pain that is relentless, that would not resolve, especially after surgery. People had a lumbar and cervical or the entire spine. Mm-hmm. And there's some people that have surgical intervention that was done that damaged nerve and scar tissue and have even rods and things in their spine.
Sure.
That those prosthetic devices that are there. And now the pain medication is not able to control it, or other devices, whatever method they did. This equipment is amazing. It's able to block the nerve pain without any side effects. And it's fantastic. So we use it for chronic pain like that for people. We use it also for people who have neuropathy. Sometimes the neuropathy is always known to be as part of diabetic cause. And it's not always diabetes that is causing neuropathy. It sometimes is because of a nerve root compression. If the nerve root at the spine is compressed because of stenosis or narrowing of the opening where the nerve comes out from the spine, you have the same similar results. So what we do, we evaluate the patient to see what is really the source of the neuropathy. And when we use that equipment, it's amazing. It changes people's lives.
Well,
it gets rid of them. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and I want to go back because I have known personally at least two people that yes. because of surgery, they had as much pain after the surgery as before because they
right.
were told scar tissue had developed. And
right.
basically they were told because of the scar tissue, there's basically nothing else you can do. So are you telling
right.
me that this Matrix program could possibly reduce or eliminate pain, even if it comes from the buildup of scar tissue?
Yes, it does. And because
wow.
the equipment allows us to do what would be normal, a nerve block that typically was done with medication,
yeah.
injections, or even sometimes they go cauterize or cut the nerve.
Yeah.
And even that is temporary if the nerve regenerates, or sometimes the relief from that is temporary and comes back. And so, yes, we are able to help some of these people alleviate. It may not be 100%, but if we can bring their conditions so that the person is able
sure.
to function and their normal daily activities are resumed as best as possible, it changes people's lives.
Okay, and our time just goes so fast when I talk to you. It's so frustrating because there's so much I want to talk about, so many questions. But one thing that just blew me away when I came to your office, I have said this over and over again, I have been a believer in chiropractic care for most of my adult life, have gotten help with chiropractic care and so forth. But Dr. Gerges, and by the way, we're talking with Dr. Kerry Gerges from Back Pain Relief Ohio. Their office is in Westerville. I know of a lot of people who are really frightened to go to a chiropractor because they have been before and the adjustment was so violent. There was twisting and turning and cracking and, to be really honest, painful. And a lot of people are afraid to go to a chiropractor. But Dr. Gerges, your approach is so completely and totally different. And we've only got about two and a half minutes left. But could you explain the difference in your approach to chiropractic adjustments?
Yes, absolutely. And to the credit of the manual adjusting, that's what you're talking about, it works, but with a great deal of force. And
yeah.
obviously, because you have to overcome the resistance of the patient at the time of the adjustment, and also the chronicity and the difficulty of the joint itself or where it is. The method we use is called an activator method, and people can look into activator.com, and that would be the site to learn about it. It's an instrument adjustment, and it's scientifically designed and is measured, and we can repeat the instrument. And that instrument fires at a high velocity. Speed is the factor, not the force.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take a car and hit a tree going 5 miles an hour, or you hit the tree going 50 miles an hour, the outcome is different, and
sure.
the only variable is the speed.
Right.
So that instrument is 100 times faster than a human person can deliver that thrust that we need to move the joint to put it in the correct position. And the activator instrument, which has been revised several times to improve it and scientifically taken care of to do exactly something measurable, and we can repeat that adjustment over and over again. And it is precise. You can put it right there, and because of the high velocity, it requires only a little impact, a little force to be able to do the job without twisting, without cracking, without any struggling with the patient. The patient, as a matter of fact, wonder if this is really this going to work.
Yeah,
it sure is. You can testify to that. So.
Well, yeah, I can. And you said that in the manual adjustment, you have to overcome the resistance of the patients.
Right.
Dr. Gerges, I have been there. I've been on the chiropractor's table, and I know it's coming, and I tried and
yeah.
I tried not to stiffen up, but I did because I knew he was going to twist me and turn me.
Right.
And none of that with this kind of adjustment. There's no pain, no discomfort, extremely gentle. Yeah.
Yes, it's also precise. We can put the tip of the instrument right at the direction where the joint needs to go, and instead of the broad base, putting the hands on the spine.
Yeah.
And it's the patients are just relaxed. There's no resistance. And we're able to do the job without
discomfort. It's incredible. And if you have to experience it. Folks, listen to me. Check out backpainreliefohio.com. That's the website. Backpainreliefohio.com. Dr. Gerges's office is located conveniently in Westerville. If you want to call, the number is 614-890-3500. Don't go on in pain. Check out backpainreliefohio.com or call 614-890-3500. Dr. Gerges, again, thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Hi, I'm so grateful for the time with Dr. Gerges, and I hope you'll check out Back Pain Relief Ohio, and I mean that sincerely. Now, I'm going to make sure that I'm clear on something. J.D. Greer, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, said clearly that he does not support the organization Black Lives Matter. All right? In fact, here is his quote. I do not align myself with the Black Lives Matter organization. And I think saying bold things like defund the police is unhelpful and deeply disrespectful to many public servants and so forth. However, I think that he left the impression. In fact, let me read what else he said, and I quote, I realize the movement, he's talking about Black Lives Matter, I realize that the movement and the website has been hijacked by some political operatives whose worldview and policy prescriptions would be deeply at odds with my own. But that doesn't mean the sentiment behind it is untrue. And here's my problem. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. The Black Lives Matter movement and website have not been hijacked. They have been Marxist, radical, left-wing from the very beginning, from the get-go. Black Lives Matter, the organization, the website, hashtag Black Lives Matter, has from its very inception been radical, far-left, anti-Semitic, communist sympathetic, Marxist in basis. They haven't been hijacked. And then he went on to say, I realize that the movement on the website has been hijacked by some political operatives whose worldview and policy prescriptions would be deeply at odds with my own. But that doesn't mean the sentiment behind it is untrue. The sentiment behind what? The Black Lives Matter movement. Well, what is the sentiment behind it? Black people are superior. White people are inferior. You learn to love the fact that you are black by hating white people and blaming white people. From their very inception, they have been based on falsehood. All right, we can talk all day about Trayvon Martin and his shooting and so forth. He was found not guilty by a jury of his peers and so forth. But the Michael Brown thing, hands up, don't shoot, was a total lie. And when you read the website of Black Lives Matter, they were formed, they were organized because of Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin. Now, again, Trayvon Martin, we could debate whether that shooting was justified or not. But the Michael Brown, four autopsies were done. Every one of them rejected the idea that he was an innocent man with his hands up pleading for his life. 3 independent investigations were done, including one done by the Justice Department of the United States of America under a black president and a black attorney general. The result of the investigation, the whole thing of hands up, don't shoot, was a lie. So, to say, I realize that the movement of the website has been hijacked by some political operatives whose worldview and policy prescriptions would be deeply at odds with my own, but that doesn't mean the sentiment behind it is untrue. I think we're living in very difficult times. And as I have said over and over and over again, I support almost anyone who wants racial reconciliation and unity. I stand opposed to anyone who wants to cause division. I stand opposed to anyone who has purposes that would cause far more harm than good. And that's why I continue to say, do Black Lives Matter? Yes. Is police reform necessary and essential? Yes. Should we be talking about these issues? Yes. Many of the things that the peaceful protesters are bringing up, should they, must they be addressed? Yes, they must. And you know what? As far as the peaceful protests are concerned, we can all be thankful that these things have been brought to the surface. Now, the armed insurrection in Seattle that the mayor of Seattle has called a summer of love. I am not making that up. Crime has risen over 300%. In that six-block area. Police are not allowed in. And by the way, bizarre, a fire was started in a large dumpster in the Chaz, that armed area. Guess who they called? Seattle Fire Department. Really? Yeah. So we need to stand with people who are bringing us together. And churches, evangelical Bible-believing churches must be an oasis of hope and unity, teaching, preaching, sharing that the ground is level at the cross. The ground is level at the cross. You come to Jesus no matter the color of your skin. But we cannot align ourselves with people who want to destroy us.